Let's bow for a word of prayer.
Father, we thank you for your grace once again.
Lord,
it is truly by your grace that we are allowed into your
presence.
For you are a truly a holy God. And Father, we thank you for making us holy. That it is through the Christ that we have the privilege to come into your presence. Because you are the one that makes us clean. Father, I pray that your Spirit will continue to mold us. And to make us. Children that will seek after you. That will love you with all our hearts. Father, we lift you up and pray. You will have all the glory and all the praise. Because you are most deserving. Father, I pray that your Spirit will help us to adore you, to love you. Father, we ask that you will make your word come alive to our hearts. Open our eyes to see your grace through your word. Open our hearts to be receptive to your call to love you. You're called to seek holiness and righteousness. You're called to be humble and to live for you. Father, open our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We've been slowly walking through this book of Ruth for the past few months. Now we're coming to the final conclusion of this book. As we reminded you in the beginning, this book of Ruth is a book of hope.
一开始的时候，我都不断地去提醒各位，路德记是一卷带着盼望的。
It's a book that points to God's sovereignty and His providence.
And
even when things were not going great for Naomi, God was sovereign and was in complete control all the time. He was there waiting to bring about His goodness and His grace. It's a reminder to us that everything that happens,
亦都对我们是一个提醒,
everything that befalls us in life,
在我们生命里面所遇见的,
is a design of God.
You
know, this book of Ruth is a beautiful portrait.
路德记是一幅美丽的画像.
It's a portrait of the life of two widows, Naomi and Ruth.
而这幅画像就是去描写了两个的寡妇拿俄米和路德.
And God is the one that is painting the portrait of their lives.
而就是神去描绘这幅画像.
And as we go back to this last section of scripture in Ruth,
如果我们现在再看路德记最后的这一段,
this section actually turns back to Naomi.
其实这一段都是讲回拿俄米的。
All right, if you remember in the first section of the book, it was started with Naomi and then all changed to Ruth.
你如果记得的，在第一章的时候，佢开始系讲拿俄米，跟住中间系讲到路德，现在又系讲翻拿俄米。
And at these final last verses, it comes back to Naomi.
而到最后呢几节，亦都讲翻拿俄米。
So Naomi, you know, sometimes people are saying, why did they call this book Naomi?
有时啲人会问，点解要叫呢一卷做路德记咧？
And you possibly could have that argument.
话佢有人真系会有呢个嘅辩论。
Because she is really one of the main central characters as well.
因为其实拿俄米亦都系呢卷书嘅主角之一。
But of course, his name Ruth.
但是当然这一卷书是叫做路德记。
Because it's out of Ruth that the direct line of King David comes.
因为是透过路德，大卫王是他直系的后裔。
Now remember that how this portrait began?
你记不记得这幅画像是怎样开始的呢？
It started with Naomi, and Elimelech and her two sons in the land of Moab.
这里一开始就是讲到拿俄米和她的丈夫以利马勒和她两个儿子去到摩押这个地方。
And the picture of her life grew very dark.
而她这幅生命的图画变得十分之昏暗。
Naomi's husband died and both her sons died.
她的丈夫和她两个孩子也都过世。
And she said in Ruth 1 verse 20, Don't call me Naomi anymore, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me.I went out full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has witnessed against me and the Almighty has afflicted me?
路德记第一章二十至二十一节咁样讲，拿俄米对他们说：不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉，因为全能者使我受大苦。我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。耶和华降祸于我。全能者使我受苦，既是这样，你们为何还叫我拿俄米？
Life became very difficult and painful for her.
对于她来说，生命变得很困苦，很痛苦。
But slowly the picture that gets brighter.
但是这幅的图画渐渐的有光辉了。
As we remember seeing, God provides for Naomi and for Ruth.
因为我们见证到神如何的供应拿俄米，如何供应路德。
First of all, she brings Naomi back and brings Ruth with her.
首先她将拿俄米带回来，也都让路德陪伴她。
And it is God who actually leads Ruth to the field of Boaz.
而其实是神带路德去到波亚斯的田地。
Last chapter we talked about there's no such thing as luck.
就是在这一章里面我们很清楚讲到某一样东西是叫做机缘。
Things don't happen in your life because you're lucky.
事情在你生命发生不是因为你有好的运数。
Good things happen in your life because the Bible says God blessed you.
圣经说事情在你生命发生是因为神的祝福。
All the things that come into your life, the Bible says in James, it is a blessing of God.
因为在雅各书圣经这样讲到所有美善的事都是从神而来。
So when Ruth goes into Boaz's field, it's not luck, it's not coincidence.
当路德去到波亚斯的田地这个不是因为好运或者彩数乃是神的安排。
God's providence.
这个是神的供应。
And Boaz shows favor to Ruth and provides for the two widows.
而波亚斯亦都将恩慈俾个路德，而供应呢两个寡妇。
And ultimately, Boaz becomes that kinsman redeemer.
而最后波亚斯就成为呢个至近亲属嘅救赎者。
Now, he completes this beautiful portrait of Naomi's life.
佢就好似完成咗。拿俄米这一幅的美丽的画像。
Now, as you look at the portrait of your life,
如果你要去看看你自己生命的画像，
Do you see each brushstroke of God's hand?
你有没有看到神的一点一滴呢？
That he is the one that is painting the portrait of your life.
就是神去描画你生命这一幅的画像。
God is the one that's in control, and everything that happens in your life is a design of God.
是神在这里掌控着，而在你生命所发生的每一件事都是在神的计划里面。
You know, that should give us so much assurance being a Christian.
以致我们做基督徒的时候，我们有一个很大的肯定。
That we don't live life out of worry.
我们过生活的时候，我们不需要担忧。
Because we know that God is the one that is in control of painting making my portrait, my life.
因为我们知道是神的掌管着，是神在这里现在绘画着我生命的这幅图画。
That God has a purpose and a plan for my life.
而神在我的生命里面也都有一个计划，有一个目的。
That you are made for and created for a reason.
你被创造是有一个原因，有一个目的。
You know, we always remember Jeremiah 29:11.
我们时时都讲到
Jeremiah 29:11.
耶利米书第二十九章
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
耶和华说, 我知道我向你们所怀的意念, 是赐平安的意念, 不是降灾祸的意念, 要叫你们末后有指望。
God has a purpose for you in your life.
神在你的生命里面是有一个目的的。
It's meant to be a life that glorifies Him.
是要成为一个光辉来到是荣耀神。
Do you remember those pictorial directories from Olin Mills that we used to take as a congregation?
你记不记得呢,在很久以前呢, 透过这一间的Olin Mills这一间的公司, 我们呢就 有一个是照片的通讯录。
I don't know if you ever take them out. I kind of like taking it out and taking a look at it.
不知道你有没有久不久拿这个通讯录出来看看，我是喜欢看一看。
Looking at those old pictures.
当我看回这些旧照片的时候。
All right. When you look through these old pictures, it is so amazing.
如果你看回这些旧照片，我觉得很惊讶的。
You wonder who is this junior high school kid that
came to the church? 你说这个年轻人是谁呢?
Yeah, but he was actually a college graduate.
其实在这里他已经是大学毕业生了。
College graduate, George was looks like a junior higher. And it's amazing
他生得很年轻。
to see what God does in the lives of these people.
那你当你看一下，回顾一下神在这些人的生命里面所作的，你会觉得很惊讶。
After a few years, they're married and with children.
过了几年,他们结婚,他们有自己的儿女。
It's wonderful that they can actually meet their spouses in covenant.
是不是很奇妙呢? 可以在圣约堂遇到。
Who are these old couples?
这两个又是哪位呢?
Oh, they still look the same. I don't know why.
为什么他们还是同一样样呢? 真的不知道为什么了。
You better start taking those vitamins, people.
你要吃维他命啊。
And God blesses as they find life, God paints their portrait of their lives.
神亦都去描绘了佢哋生命嘅呢幅画像。
And we see the family here. Do you recognize all these people?
你认唔认得呢啲人啊？
Okay. And we see how God draws that picture of their lives.
我哋亦都睇到神点样嘅去画佢哋生命嘅呢幅图画。
Wow, everybody recognize this person?
知不知道这个是哪位啊?
She was a teenager when she came in
1995. 1995年当她来的时候,她只不过是个少年人。
And everybody remembers Pastor David.
个个知道这个是哪位了, right?
Yeah, when you look through all these pictures,
当你去看到这些图画的时候,
you
这些照片,
see, it's wonderful to look through them and see how God has blessed their people's lives.
当你去看这些照片的时候，你去想一下神如何去祝福这些人的生命。
Yeah, you can go through the whole directory. It's so interesting.
如果你慢慢整本通讯录来看，你会觉得很有趣。
Find out how many people actually married off other people from church.
那你会看一下在这里有多少人是结婚的。
And how God has blessed their homes and their families throughout the years.
在历年里面，神怎样去祝福他们的家庭，他们的儿女。
Yeah, but you get the point, don't you?
你明白我想讲什么了，是吗？
The point is that your life is a portrait that God is painting.
重点就是你的生命是神描绘的一幅画像。
Just here in this book of Ruth.
就是正如好像路德记一样。
You know, sometimes there will be dark days where our lives will be filled with sometimes pain and suffering.
没错，有时我们生命会有黑暗的时间，会有困难，会有苦痛。
It's this book of Ruth that reminds us to hope in the Lord.
但是路德记要提醒我们的就是我们的盼望是在主里面。
That he is the sovereign God in control of all things.
他就是一个有主权的神，掌控着。
Now, are you going through things that are difficult in your life today?
God's
telling you, don't lose hope.
但是神要跟你讲的就是不要失去你的盼望。
I'm in the midst of drawing the portrait of your life.
因为我现在是画你生命的这幅影像。
And be patient and wait upon me.
你等候，安静地等候我。
You know, these last few verses in Ruth gives us a grand picture of God's faithfulness.
而在这最美的这几段，就是让我们看到神伟大的
grand picture，
伟大的图画，就是看到他的信实。
As we come to chapter 4, verse 13,
当你看到第四章的第十三节，
we see that this one verse, the culmination of the story of Boaz,where he marries Ruth and she gives birth to a son.
我们就看到波亚斯娶了路德为妻，而他也都诞下一个儿子。
Now, the idea of giving birth to a son, it restores everything for Naomi.
诞下一个儿子的意思就是在拿俄米的生命里面，一切的事情都是得回复了。
Now, remember, when she came back, she was barren and empty.
你记不记得当她回来的时候，她是没有儿女，她是空空的。
Now, God has made her full again.
但是现在神又再次使她满满的。
God has provided a kinsman redeemer for her.
神就为她预备了这个至近亲属的救赎者。
This is the ultimate providence of God.
这个就是神的供应。
You know, notice in verse 13, it says, it is the Lord that has enabled Ruth to conceive.
第十三节他说是耶和华使她怀孕生了一个儿子。
Now, sometimes we take having the ability to have children for granted.
有时我们觉得生孩子是理所当然的。
You know, and we have to realize this not always happens automatically.
我们要知道这个不是理所当然的。
You know, especially in our modern society.
特别在我们现代。
With all the stresses of life.
我们生命有很多的压力。
A lot of couples have difficulty having children.
很多夫妇都很难的才能够有个小朋友。
But we think that because of our advanced science, we can just create life.
但是我们以为因为现在科学进步了，我们可以创造生命。
But even though we can help to create life,
或许我们说可以帮助的去创造生命。
God is still the one that makes a being, a person.
但是其实是神去做一个人出来。
And God is the only one that does give life.
是唯有神才是赐生命的一位。
This is a very important point.
这个是很重要的一点。
You know, why?
为什么?
Because we see that God did not open Ruth's womb.
因为我们看到神没有打开路德让她怀孕。
When she was married for 10 years to Mahlon.
当她是嫁咗入去拿俄米嘅家庭。
No, that was part of God's plan.
呢个亦都系神嘅计划当中。
So Ruth was married to Mahlon.
当路德同拿俄米嘅儿子结咗婚之后，结咗婚十年，佢都冇孩子。
And God waits till now.
但系神就系等到而家。
Waits till now to show forth His grace.
等到而家去彰显佢嘅恩典。
Because He has a plan.
因为神是有一个计划。
All things are in God's time.
所有的事情都在神的时间来发生。
Something that's, this is something that God wants to show us.
这个就是神要我们看到的。
That even when we go through difficult times,
就算我们经过难处,
when we are waiting for God's deliverance,
当我们去等候神的拯救,
when we're waiting for His blessing,
当我们等候神的祝福,
God has His timing.
神有他的时间。
You know, and you know, for us is what?
对于我们来讲是什么?
We want it to happen now.
我们想现在得到嘛。
Right? We are always impatient. We want things to happen now.
我们是没耐性的。我们说现在给我吧。
But God has His purpose for His time.
但是神在祂的时间里面也都有祂的原因。
In His precise time.
在祂最适合的时间。
This precious gift of a child is born to restore the life of Naomi.
这个宝贵的孩子的诞生就是要回复拿俄米的生命。
Verses 14 and 15 in this chapter it says, Then the woman said to Naomi, Blessed is the Lord who has not left you without a redeemer today. And may his name become famous in Israel. May he be to you a restorer of life and sustainer of your old age.For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and is better to you than seven sons, has given birth to him.
妇人对拿俄米说：耶和华是应当称重的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你无至近的亲属。愿这孩子在以色列中得名声。 他必提起你的精神，奉养你的脑，因为是爱慕你的耶的，是爱慕你的那儿式生所生的。有这儿式儿妇，必有七比七个儿子还好。
So God has blessed Naomi.
神祝福咗拿俄米。
Continuing her line.
继续嘅佢嘅族谱。
Now this child Obed.
俄比德呢一个嘅孩子。
Will be the redeemer of her family.
成为佢家族嘅挽回者。
And you see that God is the one that renews and sustains Naomi's faith.
你睇唔睇到系神使拿俄米嘅信心得到更新，亦都系得到支配。
Through his deliverance,
藉住佢嘅拯救
，he restores her faith and sustains her.
佢回复佢嘅信心，亦都支配佢。
You know, like many of us, right? Chinese people.
我哋嘅中国人。
It's important to have a son.
我哋有一个仔系好紧要嘅。
Carry on your name.
因为要继续你嘅名字。
But it is Ruth here, you know, God has chosen to be the blessing to Naomi.
但呢度我哋睇到系神就系嗰位祝福拿俄米嘅。
So a lot of times, we think we want a son.
我哋要啊，我想有个儿子啊。
But the Bible also reminds us that God uses the woman to be that blessing.
但系圣经亦都提醒我哋，妇人亦都系可以成为呢个祝福。
You know that Naomi was to her better than seven sons put together.
Ruth.
Sorry, Ruth was better to Naomi than seven sons put together.
喺呢度讲咩？佢话路德对拿俄米系好过有七个儿子。
You know, so it's a reminder for us here. love your daughter-in-laws.
所以提醒我哋咩啊？爱你嘅媳妇，
因为佢哋都会成为你嘅祝福。
因为佢哋都会成为你嘅祝福。
You know, and we see here this portrait of Naomi's life that is actually completed.
我哋喺呢度就睇到拿俄米嘅呢一幅嘅画像，现在系完成咗啦。
Where she's cradling this baby in her lap and caring for him as his nurse.
现在佢就系抱住呢一个小孩子喺佢嘅怀里边。
That's a beautiful picture of restoration.
在这里是不是一幅很美丽的回复的图画呢
?Being made whole again.
是再一次是完整了。
You know, this may not have been the picture that Naomi pictured of her life.
说她这幅图画不是拿俄米想象之中的一幅画像。
But in reality, this is the portrait that God had all along.
但是其实一路以来神嘅心意嘅画像就系咁。
So in the same way in our lives,
所以同样嘅喺我哋嘅生命里边
，You know, we might have a picture of how we want our lives to be.
或许我哋自己喺我哋印象当中，我哋会有幅嘅图画，去谂住我哋嘅生命系应该咁嘅。
But in reality, God already has a picture designed for you.
但系其实神嘅心意已经为你设计咗一幅嘅图画。
It's a picture that will be for your good.
而呢一幅嘅图画，呢一幅嘅画像系为着你嘅益处。
And even if there are seasons of darkness,
就算喺某一段嘅时间，我哋会喺黑暗里边。
God has promised to always be with you.
但系神嘅应许系常与你同在。
That's what we have to cling on to.
所以我哋要捉紧嘅就系呢样嘢。
Romans 8:28.
罗马书第八章第二十八节。
For we know who God that God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事要互相效力，要爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Trust in the sovereign hand of our Lord.
我们要信靠神有主权的这双手。
Because he says he has a wonderful plan and purpose for your life.
因为他很清楚讲到在你的生命里面，他有一个奇妙的计划。
A sermon's not finished here.
我讲到还没讲完。
You know, as we finish up these last few verses in Ruth,
我哋讲到啲最尾呢几节啦。
We begin to see a much bigger picture that God is painting.
其实我哋系睇到神喺度绘画紧一幅更大嘅图画。
God is painting a masterpiece.
其实他是在这里画一幅杰作。
It isn't just the life of Naomi or Ruth.
因为不是只是拿俄米和路德的一生。
Yes, these last few verses show us the book of Ruth.
没错，在最后这几节，路德最后这几节。
A picture of fulfillment for Ruth.
我们看到在路德的生命里面，他怎样现在是满满的。
But it's showing us it fulfills a much larger purpose.
但我们看到要完成的是一个更大的目的。
And we begin to see a much grander masterpiece that God is painting.
我们要看到神是描绘着一幅更大的杰作。
Because that painting of Naomi's life isn't the main portrait that God is creating.
因为要去描绘拿俄米的生命的这一幅的画像不是最大的画像
Naomi,
不是最主要的
Naomi's life
拿俄米的生命
Ruth's life
路德的生命
My life, your life
我的生命你的生命
It is not the main picture
这一幅都不是最主要的画像
Our lives are not the main masterpiece that God is producing
我们的生命不是神要绘画最大的这幅杰作。
And these last few verses point to what is.
而最后这几节就让我们知道什么才是最大的杰作。
This precious gift, this child of Obed.
俄比德这个宝贵的孩子。
It isn't just a deliverance for Naomi and Ruth.
因为带来的拯救不是只是给拿俄米和路德。
But it's a deliverance to all of Israel.
乃是要带给整个以色列民的拯救。
Why?
点解
Because Obed will be given birth to Jesse.
因为俄比德就要生耶西。
And then comes the great king of Israel, David.
从耶西就要生伟大的大卫王。
God's chosen king.
是神所拣选的王。
He shall deliver Israel.
就是他要释放救赎。
And isn't it amazing that God would choose Ruth and Ruth to be part of that line?
是不是很奇怪的就是神会选路德在这个族谱里面。
The line of David contains a Moabite woman.
大卫的族谱有一个摩押的女人。
That is the painting of God's story.
但是这个就是神所画的图画。
That is part of the masterpiece.
这个就是神杰作的其中之一部分。
Now there's the larger picture that we're seeing here.
而我们所看到一幅更加大的图画。
Is that each of our lives, each of our pictures.
就是我们每一个人的画像。
They fit intricately into God's design.
也都混合到神的设计
，and fits into this masterpiece that he's painting，
亦都去吻合到神绘画的这一幅的杰作。
So just as Ruth and Naomi were part of the portrait of his masterpiece，
正正就是好似拿俄米和路德，佢都是神杰作的其中之一部分。
We are part of that masterpiece as well。
我哋都是神杰作的一部分。
So each of our lives，
我们每一个人的生命
each of our lives have different portraits of our lives，
我们每一个人的生命都是一幅不同的画像。
But all of these portraits fit together intricately，
但是这些画像完全的吻合。
God creates them to fit together，
是神的设计以致他们是吻合的。
To produce His masterpiece，
去绘画佢呢一幅嘅杰作。
These are all the pictures of our families put together。
呢一幅嘅画像系我哋每一个家庭每一个嘅成员。
What image do you see that it's making？
你睇唔睇到呢一幅画像所绘画嘅系乜嘢
？It's producing the image of Christ。
喺呢一度你要睇到嘅就系基督嘅形象。
You know, that's the main picture.
这一幅就是主要的画像。
We'll see this a little more clearly in a few minutes.
我们再迟多几分钟会看得更加清楚。
But the sovereign plan of God,
神 主权的计划。
The great masterpiece picture that he is creating is Christ.
他绘画的这一幅杰作就是主耶稣基督。
And it points to Christ.
在这里是指向基督。
That the heir of Obed will bring ultimate restoration, not just to Israel, but to the whole world.
就是俄比德的后裔不单只要带救赎给以色列民，乃是要到万民。
This precious child foreshadows the coming of Christ.
这个宝贵的婴孩就是预表了主耶稣基督的来临。
Just as Obed, this child redeems Naomi.
正如俄比德他回复他救赎了拿俄米。
Christ will come and bring full redemption for us.
基督来到是全然的救赎我们。
Like I said last week, we are just like Naomi and Ruth.
就好像我上个星期讲到，我们同拿俄米同路德一样的。
We are desperately in need of a redeemer.
因为我们是迫切地需要一个救赎主。
Because our lives are broken, they are fallen.
因为我们的生命是破碎的，我们是跌倒的。
And our sin did separate us from God.
我们的罪使我们与神隔绝。
It brought us condemnation and judgment.
定了我们的罪，让我们要面对审判。
But God didn't leave us there.
但是神没撇下我们。
He sent us the Redeemer Christ.
他就是将主耶稣基督这个救主赐过给我们。
And it's through his death and his resurrection.
藉着他的死，藉着他的复活。
If we believe and trust in him.
如果我们是相信他的话。
That our sins can be forgiven.
我们的罪得赦免。
God planned this throughout the generations.
就是在历代以来，神已经有这个计划。
All the way from the book of Ruth.
由路德记我们看到。
And he sustains the generations from Abraham all the way to Jacob.
从亚伯拉罕到雅各，神亦都是支配着。
All the way to King David and finally Christ.
一路去到大卫王，一路去到基督。
Jesus becomes the God's own son.
耶稣就是神的独生儿子。
Who comes to bring us redemption in life.
要来到拯救我们的生命。
And if you would trust in him as your Lord and Savior, you
如果你信靠他成为你个人的救主，
can have salvation through him.
你一样藉着他能够有救恩。
So the masterpiece painting that God is drawing.
所以神在这里绘画着这一幅的杰作。
It's a reminder to us that the world is not about us.
就是要提醒我们这个世界不是关于我们的。
But we are part of the masterpiece.
但是我们就是神杰作的一部分。
But sometimes we get caught up and think that the whole world is about me.
但是有时我们就以为整个世界都是关于我们自己的。
You know, it's about my dreams, my desires, my
关于我的梦想，关于我的欲望，关于我的成就。
And we think that, oh, God exists for me.
我们就以为神的存在是为了我的。
And that's a really false way of looking at the world.
但是其实我们这样看世界是一个错误的方法。
You know, it's actually upside down.
其实这个是倒转了。
This world is about Christ.
这个世界是关于基督。
And we are blessed to be intricately involved in that masterpiece.
而我们被祝福的地方就是说，我们在这一幅大的杰作里面，我们是有份的。
Because Jesus is Lord.
因为主耶稣基督就是主宰。
And we are blessed to be able to follow him.
而我们能够跟随他，这个是我们的祝福。
You know, the only picture that God is drawing, the masterpiece is Jesus.
神所绘画的这一幅杰作就是主耶稣基督。
Being in fellowship with those who has chosen him.
主耶稣基督与那些在他里面拣选了主耶稣基督的人有这一个。
All the pictures of our lives draws the masterpiece of Christ.
而这一幅图画所绘画的就是主耶稣基督。
Oh, this is actually, it's actually a picture of Jesus being baptized by John.
在这幅图我们看到主耶稣基督是被约翰来到施洗。
But all these little pictures are made up from our little pictures.
但是这一幅的图画是从我们个别的图片来到砌成的。
God is in the process of making a masterpiece of a new kingdom, a new world where we will walk side by side with him.
神在这个过程里面去绘画紧一幅新的图画，有这个新的角度，有这个新的世界，我们能够同他一起的同行。
You know, Jesus came and died and suffered for us.
耶稣来到为我们死。
So that we will have an eternal life together with Him. You know, that is the reality of the hope we have in Christ.
这个就是主耶稣基督，我们有真正的盼望。
So we're encouraging each and every one of us not to be so short-sighted.
所以我鼓励各位，唔好啲视线系咁短暂嘅。
Don't just think about life being here on earth.
唔好净系谂住喺呢个世界嘅生命。
It's only a small little dot compared to your life eternal.
因为如果喺地上嘅生命同永恒嚟比较，地上嘅生命只系一点。
And when you start having that proper perspective,
当你有一个正确嘅观点。
You can have so much more joy in this life that you're having today.
在你今天的生命，你会有更加多的喜乐。
Because you don't put all your eggs in one basket.
因为你没有将你所有的蛋放在一个窝里面。
And you realize the basket that we have on this earth.
你也知道我们在这个世界的这个窝。
They're not always that big.
这个窝不大的。
And they're not always so fruitful.
也都不是。